often these days, governments are tackling the question of whether the vapor from smokeless e-cigarettes is as dangerous as secondhand smoke. While there have been more than 50,000 research studies on the effects of smoking, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration hasn't issued a rule about the vapored variety yet, including whether children are prohibited from imbibing. But committee member Kelly Fajardo, a Republican representative from Valencia County, says she's not comfortable with kids being able to buy e-cigarette products and the chemicals that go into them. She says a law restricting its use to adults is a must.
We need to keep it out of the hands of those under 18 first. That's priority. That's really what we need to focus on.
But Dr. Donna Upson, a lung specialist and UNM faculty member, told lawmakers that wagging a finger at children and saying it's a grown-up activity like cigarette makers do actually makes smoking more appealing. Until the FDA decides how to regulate e-cigarettes, experts like Dr. Upson suggest taxing the product might discourage people of all ages from buying it, just like with cigarettes. For KUNM, I'm Deborah Martinez.